Well, well, well. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. My name is Josh, and I'm finally back with my co-host, Tobias. It has been a while for Toby not being on an episode. It's been a couple episodes since you've been on, and a while in general. It's going to be about 20 days since our last episode. I've been at camp. I was in Chicago over the weekend, and Toby, you've also been away, I know. So
yeah, I was in Oregon.
Oregon, interesting. Yeah,
I didn't tell you that.
You didn't tell me where you were. I just know you said you were away for about a week, right?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks, but yeah.
How was Oregon?
So it was cool.
So, did you like do anything fun? That's it. It was cool.
I mean, yeah, it was cool.
All right, I'll be a little more descriptive. So I went to Chicago over the weekend. Like I said, I went to Wrigley Field. I watched the Mets lose. I'm a Yankees fan, so it wasn't that big. I actually was rooting for the Mets, not going to lie, for most of the game. But it was a fun game in Wrigley Field, obviously the second oldest stadium in MLB history.
I've been to Fenway, so I just trump you.
I've also been to Fenway, so you didn't trump anyone. Okay. But but yeah, it was super cool. The ivy, the history, the seats, the poles in your face, blocking the view, all super cool. So that was fun. Anyway, the New York Knicks, they still did their thing while we were gone here. They had the summer league, which they made it to the finals and lost. We'll get into all of that. We're not going to talk about every single player on the roster because most of them are G leaguers or players that won't be on the team come 3 months from now. But we will talk about basically the main four or five guys that probably will be on the team. So we'll get to that. Also, Donovan Mitchell, if you haven't heard already, he's been linked with the Knicks plenty of times over the past month. So that's a big deal.
If we don't get him, I'm retiring as a basketball fan.
Yeah. Well, you have very high hopes on us getting him. So we'll definitely talk about that. That's our episode plan today. But before we do that, obviously, we haven't been here, but it's not like we're stopping things that we're doing on a daily basis. Like, obviously, you got to stay well. You got to get dressed in the morning. You got to shower. And a big thing also, you got to shave, right, Toby? I mean, what do you use to shave?
You know what I'm saying? We got that Manscaped so fresh, so clean, you know what I'm saying?
So, yes, you are completely right. Manscaped, support for this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision. I can never get that right. Precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SLEEPS20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, it's about 10 million balls. Yes, I can calculate 5 times 2. So let's talk about this a little bit.
He's
more
in academic classes, so it's kind of crazy.
You suck. It's the summer, man. Give me a break. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, it's a game changer. Inside the package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is a future of grooming and, dare I say, the best ball trimmer out there. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to the advanced skin safe technology. That Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof and has a 400K LED spotlight you need to get the more precise shave. And as I like to say when I've been reading these ads, you can do it basically anywhere with that light. If you want to do it with the lights off in the shower, I know Toby's a big fan of that one. I could just tell. And right, Toby?
Nah, he's lying to you. He's lying to you.
But that light really comes in handy. Next up here, the trimmer is waterproof. You can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. And yes, you thought that was good, but want to take your grooming game even further to the next level. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes that weed whacker nose and ear and hair trimmer. It helps reduce, or the weed whacker is also waterproof, provides proprietary skin safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. Their crop preserver ball deodorant and crop reviver ball toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts with that Performance 4.0 package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers and a travel bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. So it's time to take care of yourself. Go to that manscaped.com. Get that 20% off plus free shipping with the code SLEEPS20. Once again, my final call to action here. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SLEEPS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code SLEEPS20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And with that.
That tee comfy too. Like, I'll tell you, bro. I'll be wearing that to sleep sometime. Not even gonna lie to you.
All right, let's go into the New York Knicks 2K22 NBA Summer League recap. The Knicks went 3-2. They lost to the Trailblazers in the Summer League Finals, 85-77. Toby, you want to go into some?
There.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We had a pretty decent season. Grimes had a pretty good season. If you know what I mean. We did get kind of beaten pretty badly in the finals. It was an off night for Grimes, who was actually really bad shooting. I don't remember his exact splits, but I know it was not good at all. McBride had a good night, though. Grimes did actually show some good promising, like, spacing and, like, getting to the rim and stuff like that. He just wasn't really good shooting, which was, eh. But, I mean, he did have a good summer league. He averaged, 22.6, 4, and 4.2, which is, I say pretty good. Some good Donovan Mitchell material, if I've ever seen it, on 30, 41, and 68. And I'm only saying these because he low-key was robbed from the summer league MVP because he made the finals. I mean, Keegan Murray, who did get the summer league MVP, was 23.37, 2 and 2, so he was a little bit better and a little bit worse in some categories. He was 40 50 80, so definitely better shooting, but he didn't take his team to the summer league MVP. In the MVP in the actual league is like,
didn't take his team to the summer league finals is what you meant.
You know what I meant. And the actual MVP, they need to have like the best team in the league, and he did not have the best team in the league. His team was bad. And he did not really And Grimes was that guy.
Oh my god, if you say one more time, I'm gonna
So anyways, I think Grimes definitely deserved that MVP. And he will make a great Utah Jazz player in the future, if you know what I mean.
Oh my. Alright, in the finals, you didn't even cover this, so I'll do it. Grimes had 19 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. McBride, 17 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds. Jericho Sims, 13 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. And Farron Hunt, 10 points, 2 assists, 7 rebounds. It's going to be those four guys mainly, and Trevor Keels when we go through the season. Yeah, who does? He was very bad. He was our second round pick and our only pick in this year's NBA draft. We'll get to that in a little bit. But so you already went through the stats with Grimes. I'll do McBride and then we can go back and forth. So McBride, 16.8 points per game, 5 assists per game, and 3.4 rebounds per game in this year's NBA Summer League.
Yeah, he had a pretty good year. Definitely not as good as Grimes, but he also could make a great Jazz player. And yeah, Sims, he had 11.6 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists, and I think he should be making that step up to that second center position now. Now that, Taj is still on the team, right? Oh, wait, no, we waived Taj, right?
Yeah, Taj is gone.
So Taj and Noel are both gone, so he definitely needs to step it up and put in those big boy minutes at that second center position behind Robinson. Toppin might play some center this year, so Toppin might get some minutes too, but Sims definitely needs to step it up. And he had a good summer league. And then Hunt, who I forgot how we got Hunt. Did we sign him in free agency or?
I think he's been on the G League team.
G League team. Yeah, something like that. But he also averaged 11.4, 2.4 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. And then finally, our second round draft pick, who had a terrible year. He's supposed to be a scoring guard, and in 26 minutes per game, averaged a whopping 5.8 points per game. To pair that with 4.6 rebounds and 2.6 assists, like really, honestly, bad. He shot 25% from the field and 20% from three, along with 60% from the line, which is just terrible shooting splits. He had a terrible summer league, and he looks like a bust already. I mean, it's not much because he is like a second round pick, but he really needs to develop his game because he's not transitioning his game to the NBA level at all currently.
So I'm going to just respond to a few points you made. First of all, you talked about Jericho Sims. I think he could definitely fight for that second spot. I don't know if you remember, but the Knicks did sign Hartenstein to a 2-year deal, who was, I believe, a backup for the Clippers. He was not very good, but he was pretty good. So I think we have three we have great center core now.
Robinson will get injured, so Sims will probably be the second guy.
So, but yeah, we have three good centers, and that's obviously good to work with for a team. You need depth, right? So three, we have depth.
We always have depth, but it's just like that doesn't really matter when you don't have superstar potential.
I'm a little more confident Mitchell Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Jericho Sims than Mitchell Robinson, Nerlens Noel, and Taj Gibson, if I have to be honest.
And Jericho Sims. I mean, yeah, obviously, but I don't know what to say, man.
We'll figure it out.
Get rid of some of those guys.
Second thing, Farron Hunt. He is a two-way. He's on a two-way contract with the Knicks right now.
I thought so.
Yeah, and then the final thing, Trevor Keels. Listen, a second-round pick. I talked to Toby about this when we were, setting up for this episode. This is not good, especially low field goal percentage, because it's not like this guy is at a position where. Stats doesn't really stand out. He's really good on the floor. You just don't see it in his stats. This guy in college was a playmaker, got points, and his stats mattered. So not seeing this is really bad. But I think what it shows is since he's only 18 years old, entering the NBA as a second round pick, he just needs more minutes. Now, when are we going to give him those minutes? I don't know, because
ever
in the games that we play, you want to play our good players. And I mean, in blowouts, when we're extremely winning by a lot or losing by a lot, that's when you put them in, but that's the last 2 minutes of a game. But I think this just shows that he needs more time to develop, and is that in the gym?
I think he'll have a Grimes or a McBride type of year where he just plays in the G League pretty much all year long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely could be playing in the G League, yeah.
McBride did that last year, and McBride has definitely improved a lot, so I feel he's definitely just going to be a G Leaguer for this whole year, probably. I don't think he sees the court at all, unless we have, big injury problems or something like that. And so, yeah, so I think we should go to our final topic of today's episode, and it's Donovan Mitchell, because there has been flurries of information regarding Mitchell. I mean, he clearly wants out, and the Jazz are clearly looking to deal him. The real question right now is what price? Because it's not even to who, because it's going to be us, and I'm willing to stake my kids on that. I don't have kids yet, but my future kids. I'm willing to stake my firstborn on that. Donovan Mitchell is going to be a Knick, okay? He's a Mets fan. He grew up in New York, okay? He's a great player, and we have the best possible package to give up for. I think looking at our future picks, we have four first round picks.
You're crazy. Sorry.
Four first round picks next year, one in 2024, and then two in 2025. That makes seven in the next, 3 years, which is better than anything else to offer. And the Jazz have been looking for picks, so we have the best assortment of those that we are willing to give up. We also have great youngsters like Grimes, McBride, Quickly, Toppin. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, we really have just the best possible package to offer. We also have good, good salary filler that we could definitely fill in, such as we could throw in Fournier or Fournier. We throw in him, we make the contracts even, and we definitely have exactly what we need to make this deal done. I mean, if you look at everybody else, I mean, unless the Utah Jazz have fallen in love with fucking Tyrone Hero, there is no way he's getting dealt to Miami, because they have two first round picks that they could possibly give up, and we have seven. So unless he just doesn't leave Jazz, he's coming to New York, okay? That's all that matters. He's coming to New York.
Oh my God, I can't talk. Okay, so I did do the fake cough thing in your little rant there to say that you are indeed my co-host crazy.
How am I crazy? Co-host. Explain to me who else could go after who else could go after Mitchell.
Already thinking he's on the Knicks, and it's just not true.
He is on the Knicks.
Donovan Mitchell is a New York Knick. No, first of all, he's a Utah Jazz player.
How much you want to bet he ends up in the Knicks? How much you want to bet right now? How much you want to bet?
You want to bet $5 on this?
$5. Done.
$5. So you have to pay me, though, obviously, if he goes somewhere else or stays with the Jazz.
Yeah. If he goes somewhere else. When he stays with the Jazz, it's a no deal, all right?
If he stays with the Jazz, it's a no deal. If he goes somewhere else... No, I don't like these odds. Oh, no, but it's fine, because it's only if he goes to the Knicks that I have to pay you $5. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. Okay, right. Yeah, exactly. So you owe me $5. My Venmo is Tobias / Riley, all right? So anyway, there is literal no way he can go anywhere else. Like, please explain to me who else could offer him. Explain to me, please.
I think he stays with Utah.
You're bullying. He says he wanted out, right? The Jazz have been calling literally everybody
Toby,
to get him out.
He's not going to the Knicks. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I don't think a good player, great player, wants to come to the Knicks.
Okay,
but let's entertain it though. Let's entertain it. Let's entertain the topic.
Okay.
And you talked about a few prospects already. Now I'm gonna give you some names. We're gonna play a yes or no game. Okay. I'm gonna give you some names. Okay. You tell me if you're down to trade all of these guys. That's what I want. Yep. I want to see where your end point is. So, okay. Grimes in the deal. Yes.
No.
That's okay.
No. No.
No. You can't. You wouldn't trade Grimes.
Yep. By the way, the odds for the Knicks to receive Donovan Mitchell, do you want to know? Do you want to know?
Where are these odds from?
Tobias.com? DraftKings.
Oh, betting odds. Okay. What are the odds?
Negative 200. The closest odds are the Heat at plus 400, and then the next are the Jazz at plus 550 to keep him.
Okay, buddy.
Negative 200, bro. We're getting him. Okay. Now you can keep going.
That's DraftKings odd. Okay. Anyway, so Grimes, no, you wouldn't involve him in the deal. No,
Grimes is probably one of the only young player I would want to keep. That's it.
So McBride?
Yeah, gone.
Okay. Would you allow McBride and Barrett to be in the deal? The same deal?
No, Barrett's no. But also, Jazz said they don't want to pay Barrett, number one, and Barrett is going to be due for a heavy extension, right? True. Number one. And number two, the Jazz, like, they said they wanted the picks because they want to be able to draft their own superstar type of thing, and they don't think Barrett's going to be that guy. So the Jazz don't even really want Barrett, and Barrett is just a no-go in the trade. Like, he's the only untouchable person on the team. That's it. And obviously Brunson, because we just signed him.
Okay. Toppin.
Yeah, gone.
Okay. So we did McBride. We did Sims.
Gone.
Okay.
Doug, you don't understand, like, the thing that Donovan Mitchell can turn us from a
I'm
team.
I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking the question.
Like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Donovan Mitchell can turn us from. What were we last year? What, 11th, right? Donovan Mitchell, huh? Could turn us from a team that's 11th to possibly top six, maybe top five. Like, Donovan Mitchell is a superstar, and he's
and how I agree with you. I just don't think he's coming to the Knicks. But I agree with you that if he comes to the Knicks, that could also bring Russell Westbrook. That's also been a rumor recently. We'll get to that in a minute.
He was born in New York. His dad was a Knick.
You're saying it like I just don't think he's coming here, but I agree with you about Mitchell. I was just about to say, I completely agree that if Mitchell comes to the Knicks, we automatically get into the playoff conversation. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah. We make the playoffs 1,000%. Yeah. And also, I mean, not only is he better us, he probably betters everybody else on the team. He takes that number one role away from Julius Randle, and Randle maybe could even have another good year because, I mean, look, Randle
relied on
exactly. Randle has been relied as the number one scorer, and with Mitchell on the team, who is an actual number one scorer, exactly. Randle could definitely start to break out a little bit. I mean, honestly, the only two untouchable people on this team that I wouldn't trade for Mitchell is RJ Barrett and Quentin Grimes. That's it. Every single other player on the team I'm willing to ship out.
So,
but it can't be too big of a haul, okay?
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
That's the last question I was going to ask you. When it comes to the trade, obviously it's really hard to speculate how trades are going to go. But if the trade was going to happen, would you – I'm going with – I mean, it's going to be a three-team trade, I assume. But if it's not and it's just straight to Utah, I think it would be three players and three picks. Three players and two picks.
So most of the drafts lately have been like four picks, a pick swap, and like two players.
Okay. So more. Well, not players wise, but picks wise. We have to give up a lot. But I mean, is it worth it? I mean, it depends on who we give up, but yeah, I think so.
No. We have to get Mitchell. That's literally everything.
Yeah. So let's go to these two reports here just before we get out of here. This first one's from Mark Stein, an NBA reporter, who put out: one league source advised me in Las Vegas to keep an eye on the Knicks and Lakers discussing a potential Westbrook deal. Leon Rose can successfully bring Donovan Mitchell to Madison Square Garden. So then Stein quote tweeted that and said, "When you click the link, it is all there," in his article, obviously. "The scenario below is not because anyone thinks the Knicks want to add Russ to their backcourt. It stems from the idea they may want to shed salary elsewhere on the roster, depending on what else is included, if they can add Mitchell." So it's a lot of ifs there in that statement. But it's something interesting to note. Would I want Russell Westbrook? I guess it's a tough question. The guy cannot shoot for his life. He's getting up there in age. He doesn't have the same factor carrying wise that he did with the
liability. He was terrible last year for the Lakers. And he was a big reason they barely made the play-in game. And I'm not saying he's the reason they barely made it. I'm saying he's the reason they dropped into it. Okay, he was terrible. If you have a team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and you're barely making the play-in games, you need to point the finger at someone, and that finger needs to be pointed at Russell Westbrook. He's a turnover machine. He can't shoot for shit, and he's not a good basketball player. He's a dead-ass liability. That's all it is. Okay, and if we trade for Russell Westbrook, I will also stop being a Knicks fan, Mitchell or not.
And then the final news here, more on Donovan Mitchell, was from Woj on ESPN's Get Up. "New York is motivated to get Donovan Mitchell, but they're not motivated to move everything they have to get him." And that's completely fair. I think Leon Rose has the pieces in the puzzle. He knows he has them too. So I think him sitting back and being like, "We will see what happens," is the best case scenario, because that, I think, you don't want to lose your turn. You don't want to become the guy that's getting played on, I guess, like played upon. It's because for you to like sit back and be like, "Listen, I know I got the prospects. I know I got the picks. It's all about what you want." That's, you know, that's like the big deal here, because if he's like throwing stuff at them, then we'll get fleeced and we'll lose this trade. And you want to make sure that the trade is either even or, you know, leaning on the Knicks side. So for them to be like, "You know what?
And I'm very down to – we have a lot of draft picks right now, and that's no secret. And I'm down to give up a large haul of draft picks. But, like, you got to look at it this way in the Knicks perspective. Like, what is easier to get, a superstar or a decent bench? And in my opinion, a bench is much easier to get, because it's easier to find decent players who can play a good bench. And they're easier to sign, too. They're cheaper. Like, everything about them. Superstars are hard to attract. They oftentimes don't want to come to a team like the Knicks. And I think the biggest thing is, like, we need this superstar talent if we ever want to compete for a ring. Because we have been stuck in this endless cycle of mediocrity and barely making the playoffs, doing nothing. Okay? We need Mitchell. And that's the end of the day. If we don't get Mitchell, I think we should fire Leon Rose. I think we should drop back into, like, some other league, like the ABA or something, or the Drew League, for heaven's sake. Okay? And we need to stop being a professional franchise.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll keep you updated here on the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm back. Toby's back. So, you know, if there's any news that comes out, we'll be hopping on the mics to give
I mean, the second Mitchell gets traded to New York, we'll have a big episode for that. We'll clear our schedules and everything.
I mean, before we wrap up, though, Toby, you were working when really the Brunson stuff came out. I mean, so I mean, really too late, but just thoughts on where we're at right now with signing Jalen Brunson. I'm sure you were pretty happy when we knew
it was going to happen, right? Yeah. I think we overpaid him a little bit, but I think we had to because
that's just
he probably would have gotten that money somewhere else. Yeah, but I mean, it's a good signing, but he's not a superstar in all honesty, and it's a little bit troubling when you're probably going to be paying like three or four players over 100 mil each, and you're not the best team in the league. You know what I mean? It's a little troubling because we're going to be paying RJ probably 100 mil plus. We're paying Bunch in 100 mil plus. If we get Mitchell, we probably be paying him 100 mil plus. We might be playing Randall 100 mil plus, and like it's gonna be tough, man, to pay all these players and with Dolan as our owner and everything. Like, man, it's gonna be rough. We really need to win a ring soon.
One final thing. I mean, I think fans been saying that since 75, but one final thing I got to say about Mitchell is just like I already said, though, honestly, even be like, if the Jazz aren't giving you what they want, be like, all right, we're out. And then maybe if the Jazz don't find anyone else, they come crawling back, and then their deal is even less than we were going to give up.
It's a waiting game for us because we know nobody can offer as good as we have. And we know that unless like, Ainge just wants to spite us, which he's dumb if he does. We have the best offer on the table, even with our B team offer. Like, our B offer is better than every other team's A offer, right? So we can afford to wait and wait and wait until they eventually, because they need to trade Mitchell. Mitchell does not want to play there. He might even hold out and do some Le'Veon Bell type stuff, you know what I mean? So they need to trade Mitchell, and we know that, so we can wait. And honestly, it might take months for us to get from Mitchell, but I know he will come eventually.
All right. So with that, let's get a few closing thoughts here. You can subscribe to the City That Never Sleeps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. You can follow us on Twitter.
TCTNS official type shit. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like I said, subscribe already. Drop 5 stars rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Really helps it out. The podcast, and then go to shipitstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps to find out all the places to listen if you haven't already. So with that, like I said, we are, you know, we're going to get out here on the mics if anything happens. But it's been a while. Happy to jump on and talk with you, Toby. So this was,
I think you forgot about this, but my final words of wisdom are Bayern.
I was going to get to that. Wait,
Bayern had the best transfer market of all time. DeLitt. Like Mane, man, we are gonna be something special. Champions League 2023 coming up, baby.
That is soccer he's referring to, or as mostly everyone calls it, football. Which I was gonna get to that, but you cut me off really already. I was gonna whatever. Go New York, go New York, go. We'll see you next time for another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. Peace.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting 3-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley a mace in your face. We draw charges and we set picks. We are New York. We
We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.